G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2016. Previewing round 7, I'm on a hot streak, 9 on the trot. Got to find some way to catch me up, big fella, or I might just put the cue in the rack, I think. Take it easy.
I've got to find a way to really do better than break even at the moment. We'll go for that first and then we'll see if we can actually knock a few winners together. Do you think the 8's set?
I don't, personally. I don't. Everyone likes to think that the 8's set. Let's be honest, there's been 6 games of football. A lot can happen between now and then. I think the top 4 is very close to set, but that's purely because the teams that should be in there or we thought should have been in there are probably not playing good enough football to make up that ground. But I think that a fair bit could happen in the bottom half of that. Everyone that's in there could be out. And it could happen in the space of 3 or 4 weeks. So yeah. I'm not sure where all this jibber-jabber about the 8 being set. Notionally on form, you could make an argument that on form that that's the case. But
there's a clear gap between the 8th best side and the 9th best side in the comp, as it stands.
I think so, but there's been some signs here and there that those teams could turn a corner. It's about consistency, yep. I guess, as much as anything else. But you've got 3 teams that are a game out of the 8. So it wouldn't take too much to twist that coming into the back half of the season. Yeah. And I think the big thing is a lot of those teams in the bottom half of the 8 are vulnerable on depth. And if they lose a couple of key personnel, things can change very quickly.
Indeed they can. We kick things off on Friday night. We're at the MCG for Richmond and Hawthorn. Tigers getting about 7 goals. Total points line just shy of 190.
Well, this is the first of the remarkable lines this week, where a team that got walloped the week before is starting 7-goal favourites. Not a great deal to like about this one for me. To lay 7 goals is ridiculous. To back Richmond in any circumstance at the moment is ridiculous. What was the total points again?
Pretty much 190. I like the under.
Yeah, under's probably not a bad play. Richmond have really struggled to score, and Hawthorn have as well across the season. So it's probably not a bad play, but I'll leave that one up to you.
Yeah, I'm going to play the under. Some of the trends are a bit mixed, but the head-to-head history, 4 of the last 5 between these two sides have gone 175 or below. At 190, night games, weather starting to get a little bit colder. I think there's a bit of space there. I had that marked a 180 line, so I'm happy to play the under.
Good call.
We moved to Saturday afternoon. We're back at the MCG for Collingwood and Carlton. Do we care?
Oh, I don't. I mean, Carlton played a game of football last week where neither team kicked a goal for 45 minutes. And look, Collingwood have been what they've been. If anything, I'd probably take the plus in this game if it had a gun to my head. I don't think Collingwood are a 3.5 goal better side than anybody in the competition. Very easy walk.
The trends do give you a little bit of a push for Carlton at the plus here, but I got absolutely no interest in getting involved in this game, nor any interest in seeing any of it.
No, I'll probably be washing my hair or something, I think, at that stage.
I'll be investing my energy in the other Saturday afternoon game. We're at Cadinia Park or Simmons Stadium for Geelong and West Coast. Cats laying a little over 2 goals. Total points line, low to mid 180s.
I like the Cats at the minus. They've been doing well all year through the middle of the ground. West Coast's Achilles heel is when they can't get first hands on the football in the midfield and give their forward line service. And I don't think they're as good as Pritis and Shuey and those guys are. I don't think their midfield is going to stack up in the contested ball numbers against the Cats with the likes of Dangerfield and Selwood and Caddy and those guys in there.
They've been exposed twice on the road too. The Hawks towed them up and so did Sydney in the end.
Yeah, and look, KP is a bit of a fortress down there for the Cats. I can see a demolition here. I think the Cats are in that sort of form. They've got the height forward to stretch the West Coast defence. And as I said, I think their midfield setup is as good as there is going around at the moment. And West Coast do struggle against those sides. So I'm very happy to lay 15 points or whatever we've got there at the minute.
Yep, I'm the same. You think about the West Coast form line, they got 4 wins. Brisbane at home, Collingwood at home, Fremantle. They can't find a decent side to be beaten.
Yeah.
And they got smacked around, as I said, by Hawthorn, Sydney. I think Geelong at home are well and truly entitled to be three goal plus favourites.
We're on the same page. Beautiful. Very good. Rip into it.
A twilight game. We're at the SCG for Sydney and Essendon. Swans laying 11 goals. Total points line mid 170s.
It's probably not enough points, to be honest.
If Sydney feel like it.
And that's the argument, but home ground, they'll get a roll on. I mean, they could be 15 goals up at half time, really, if they put their minds to it.
Yep.
Whether they do or not is another thing. I actually like the overplay here. I don't expect Essendon to contribute a great deal to that number. But if they kick, you know, eight, well, if they kick 8 or 10, if they kick 8 or 10 goals, this is going up. So
if they get to 60, and the Swans more or less cover the line, you'll have hit the over.
Yeah, and I think it's a no-brainer. I mean, Sydney are a 20-goal-a-week side, regardless of opposition at the minute, the way they're going, and Essendon don't offer too much in the way of defence. And I think
Essendon don't offer too much.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. So look, I could see the only way the over doesn't salute here is if Essendon get held to 20 points.
Yeah,
after that Carlton
game, I'm not prepared to rule that out.
That's
bloody hell, that was horrible.
That's my feel. So that's an easy one for me.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy not to play there. Not convinced I want to watch either. This could be really unpleasant.
Mate, come on, chin up. It's only 12 months, and then the next 5 years after.
Second of the Saturday Twilight games, we've got a 6-match Saturday schedule here. We're up at the Gold Coast at Metricon Stadium for the Suns and Melbourne. This is near enough a take your pick. You can get pretty much a $1.90 shopping either way, depending on who your bookmaker is. Total points line near enough 190.
Yeah, the over was my feel in this game. Both teams have scored pretty heavily this year.
Yep.
Both teams coming off disappointing losses last week. And both teams were scored against pretty heavily last week. So
yep.
190 was probably just a bit too much for mine, given that there'll be a focus on defence this week, both sides of the board, I would have thought. So there's enough there for me to stay out of it. But I do expect there to be relatively high-scoring, free-flowing game. Just a bit too much doubt.
Yeah, I was in a bit the same camp. Over 190, it's a bit rich. Both sides have gone 200-plus in at least half their games this year, but the head-to-head history, albeit during a period where the Demons under Ruse have been a much more defensively-oriented side, a lot of low totals there, 190. I'd rather that, you know, Adelaide in the 2 o'clock game at the Adelaide Oval or something like that, but not at the Gold Coast. Big game Saturday night at the Docklands, Etihad Stadium, with the Western Bulldogs hosting Adelaide. Dogs getting 1.5, 2.5 points at most places. Total points line around the mid-180s.
Yeah, found another one here. Actually found two here. I'm going to take Adelaide at the very small minus, near enough off
take
the board.
Take your pick, yep.
Yeah, for all the same reasons that we looked at North Melbourne last week, I think Adelaide really exposed the Bulldogs' defence. I think Adelaide are one of the few teams that have got the Dogs for leg speed across the park. And I think that's going to allow them to run away with this one. And I'm also going to play the over. Etihad Stadium, mid-180s line, two high-scoring teams. That's a no-brainer for mine. You take that any day of the week.
I couldn't talk myself into the over. I was most of the way there. And then I looked at the Dogs' record this year, and the Dogs are 6-0 to the under.
But that's because they've been keeping teams to nothing.
Yeah.
But I don't see that happening against that.
And I guess, I mean, the Hawks game was only a goal under. The Lions game was only a handful of points under.
And I think they were shown that last week in the North game, that even though they restricted North scoring,
they just couldn't get it done themselves.
They couldn't get it done themselves. So against those teams that have got that high score in them,
they have to go with
Beveridge. Beveridge is sharp enough to understand that they have to turn that into a shootout of some sorts.
Yep.
And in doing that, they open themselves up to get that score. I mean, there's no point being honourable losers by four goals, keeping your opposition to 70.
Yeah.
If you can't kick 100 points, you're not going to win that game of football.
Yep.
And I think that's the way that they need to approach it.
And especially if they've got aspirations to be a team that goes deep into the finals.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I lent Adelaide minus and I lent the over. I couldn't have the minus, just given to the home field advantage. This would be the equivalent of the Dogs getting about 3.5, 4 goals in Adelaide. And I still think they're a pretty good side. So I had a slight lean to the Crows at the minus, but not enough to actually get involved.
Nice.
Second and Saturday night games. We're at Subiaco for Fremantle and GWS. Dockers getting about four goals. Now, the total line, points line opened. If you get 184.5 on Monday night, that's long gone. Low 170s at some bookmakers, high 160s at others, despite the fact that there's no rain in the forecast, as I understand it.
G'd up were brilliant last week. I mean, I didn't watch a great deal of the game, but from the highlights I've seen, the way they run and link with handball has been... you fall short of saying revolutionary, but Geelong sort of captured that mystique in the late noughties.
Mm.
That sort of run and gun handball, break up the zones, and they've reinvented that to a point where it is almost become revolutionary again. Mm. That had fallen away, that high possession game, run and gun, but they've just got so many strong runners across the park. The road is the only thing stopping me from taking them. I think four goals is nowhere near enough.
Mm.
But maybe on the back of that strong performance last week, in the heads a little bit, young group might get a bit satisfied with themselves and not quite bring 100% effort, in which case it's a little bit out the window. I'm clutching at straws here. I just don't want to bet. Really.
Yeah,
I'm fine. Talking myself into excuses. Certainly... GWS at the minus is the only play.
Yeah, I couldn't get near the plus, but Freo, horrible record as underdogs, covering three out of their last 13, but GWS have their own problems, particularly as favourites on the road. Both sides trend well to the under, particularly the Dockers in twilight or night games. I think the number's about right now, around that 170 mark. I thought at 180 it was a steal. If it does get back into that mid to high 170 sort of range, I think you can bet it, but around 170, I think that's near enough right.
Good
particularly
call.
if the GWS boys get up and about and post a number again.
Exactly.
We move to Sunday afternoon, and we're back at the Docklands Etihad Stadium for St Kilda and North Melbourne. Saints getting about 3.5 goals, total points line mid 190s.
That's the sort of total points line they should be putting up, 90s to 200. That's enough to keep me out of it, but anything under that, and you're definitely the overs play.
Yep.
North Melbourne at the minus, again, is probably the play here. They're a significantly better side than St Kilda.
Yep. I'm with the minus.
All the same reasons that you didn't rate the Dogs against North last week. I just don't see how, not just St Kilda, I don't see how anybody can curtail the North Melbourne forward set up at the moment. And Lindsay Thomas out probably hurts them for a smaller option, but... they've got guys in the wings that can come in and play that role comfortably. I mean,
well, their mids roll forward. Boomer Harvey spends more time forward.
Yeah.
They've got plenty of ways to go
Higgins,
about it.
Those sorts of guys, they might find that they're a little bit less predictable without the little fella down there. But having three guys that can take contested marks for 100 minutes of football is just, it's an amazing luxury to have. And keep sort of waiting for North Melbourne to fall off the perch and the North Melbourne of old to rear up the head and put in a real stinker. But
yep.
I don't see where that's coming from. They just look to be so focused and so switched on, and the football they're playing at the moment is really, really pure. They've got a great balance with Wells back in of inside and outside midfielders. Their defence is really sound. As much as we like the St Kilda Young Brigade and we can see great things in their future, I don't see them getting within a bull's roar of North Melbourne on the weekend.
No.
Eddie had's essentially a home game, even though the crowd won't be there. They play that deck so well. They should romp this one in.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I mean, we've spent a lot of years hacking into North Melbourne when they're expected to do well. The last couple of years, they've actually been all right as favourites. Since the start of 2014, they're 22-12 as favourites and 8-3 as favourites of 3-5 goals.
Yep.
St Kilda, poor spot for them as underdogs of around this sort of range. North won the last four head-to-head all by 33 points or more. I was a little surprised this line didn't start with a three rather than a low two.
Yeah.
Very happy to get involved here at North at the minus.
Beautiful.
And the last game, what a shit of an end of the week. Port Adelaide and Brisbane at the Adelaide Oval. Port laying about four goals, four and a bit goals, total points line around the 190 mark.
Yeah, look, Port were better last week. I think the fact that they were missing some of their stars probably demanded a bit more of a well-rounded effort from them. But they were led well from the front. But you've got to like the way Brisbane have been going.
I was filthy they didn't win on Sunday.
Yeah, how good would that have been? I mean, a couple of decisions go against them. The old bloody, what's his name? John Longmire pulling one straight out of Danny Frawley's coaching book. Stretcher, get the stretcher out there.
Look, we're about to get scored on, get the stretcher.
I'm not convinced that Port Adelaide are a three-goal better side than Brisbane in the form that they're in, but home ground advantage, you'd imagine that they'll probably get the chocolates.
Yep.
As much as I'd like to see Brizzy get a win, but look, it's an easy walk away from me. I can't talk myself into parting with any money on a Sunday afternoon when it sees two Muppets at play.
Yeah, Brisbane.
How can you trust them?
Poor trends on the road for Brisbane. Poor trends as big favourites for Port. Port trend under. Every Lions game this year has gone 180 plus. Quite a few of them have gone 200 plus. This was about a 4-second decision to walk away from any and all options on that one.
Absolutely.
So I've landed with a total of 3. So I've got the under in the Richmond Hawthorn game. I've got Geelong at the minus, North Melbourne at the minus.
Beautiful, mate. Well, I ended up with 5. I've got the Cats at the minus, overs in the Sydney Essendon game. Adelaide at the minus and the plus in that game as well, and North Melbourne at the minus to round it out.
Beautiful. Good luck and good punting this weekend, folks.
Get around it.